Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What up, and welcome into another edition of the Cleveland Sports Beat Podcast. I'm James Erpine. He's Daryl Ryder. We are your beat writers for 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com. Here at Progressive Field, we're in right field with the All-Star Game. Just a couple of hours away, the 90th All-Star Game. Daryl, how excited are you?
This is a great time to be in the city of Cleveland, James. It's been an exciting weekend, an exciting start to the week. We had the parade earlier this afternoon. It's been a fantastic opportunity for the city to shine on a worldwide stage and kind of maybe debunk some of the narrative that's out there about the city of Cleveland.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And real quick before we dive into All-Star Game and festivities and just the experience that we've had over the past couple of days covering it. Quick reminder, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and wherever you get your podcasts, including radio.com. We're on Twitter at Right or Wrong Fan, at James Erpine, where we got a ton of All-Star Game coverage there. I mean, there is a lot there, from parades to photo galleries to so much other stuff as well. So everything in one spot, 92.3thefan.com. Let's start with yesterday, Daryl, because I think yesterday there was a lot of pressure, almost fan-wise, hoping that Carlos Santana, hope's the right word, that Carlos Santana would win the home run derby. He goes out in the first round, which is like a worst-case scenario, and instead we're blessed with one of the best, if not the best, derby ever with that round two with Jack Peterson and Vlad Guerrero Jr. They hit a combined 79 home runs in that second round.
Yeah.
That's got to be the highlight as of now. I mean, we still have the All-Star game, but the highlight of All-Star Week so far?
312 home runs hit last night. 91 of those, the guy that didn't even win it, Vlad Guerrero Jr., that second-round semifinal was just absolutely incredible. I love Pete Alonso when he knocked out Carlos Santana. That, to me, really began the momentum for the evening, because every time Alonso would fall short of the wall, the ballpark would erupt. And then when a ball would leave the yard, the park would shower him with boos. And, of course, he knocked Carlos out with his final swing as his time expired in that opening round. And as he was showered with boos, he raised the bat in the air and flexed his arms. And
he was just embracing the heel, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, that semifinal between Guerrero Jr. and Peterson was incredible. He had 29 homers by both of them in the round. And then you had a 60-second tiebreaker. They remained tied.
Yeah.
And then not one but two swing-offs followed that. And It was incredible. It was a captivating hour, because that was about an hour for that one semifinal. It was just such a captivating part of the night. And as I wrote on our website, you know, for all the haters for Home Run Derby that are out there, and they are, I know that I'm going to tell my kids and grandkids and nieces and nephews about that for decades to come. It was an incredible display by everyone involved.
No doubt about it. Look, so I was one of the ones hoping for Santana to put on a show in front of these hometown fans.
Hey, I'm the one that stepped down on the ledge in our video that we recorded before the Derby, and I said Carlos was going to win it.
Yeah.
Now, I admit I got caught up in the moment. I went a little homer shill.
No, but I get it. And here's the thing. I wanted that to happen because I've seen that happen. I saw that in 2015 with Todd Frazier in this format that we have now, which is amazing. I love the format.
Yeah.
And I get people are mad about Guerrero Jr. hitting as many as he did and still losing, but I love the format. It's must watch round by round.
Yeah.
That being said, 2015, it was amazing because Todd Frazier gets the entire Great American Ballpark, every fan on their feet for a home run derby, right, hoping he's just going to continue to hit and hit and hit, and he did. And so I was one of the ones that was like, Carlos Santana, if he can do this, It's going to be one of those moments at Progressive Field. It's going to be one of those All-Star game moments that Indians fans remember forever.
Sandy Alomar Jr.-esque from the 97 game.
No doubt about it. And I'm not going to compare last night to that, but I will say it was extremely memorable. The crowd was in it the whole time. I've talked to people that aren't in Cleveland right now. They loved every second of it on television. They thought Cleveland looked great. I just think it was such a great event, not only for Cleveland, obviously, but for baseball. Because look at how many young guys that we're talking about. Jock Peterson. We're talking about, obviously, Vlad Guerrero Jr., who, honestly, he's one of the bright young – was one of the bright young prospects. If you're a diehard baseball fan, you knew him well before this season. But if you're a casual fan, now you know. Now you know he plays for the Toronto Blue Jays. Now
household
you know.
Name.
And I think that that's that's huge for baseball to get that out of this weekend and out of this week. And I think yesterday was a big deal.
Well, here's the thing, too. This is fun. This is supposed to be fun. You know, I think one of the things that baseball struggles with, James, are those unwritten rules, the old school and that. And I think Major League Baseball needs to get a little new school. You have a bunch of young, vibrant players in the game with just outstanding personalities. And I think that Major League Baseball needs to let those personalities shine instead of getting caught up in all this old school nonsense. And I love baseball. It was one of my first loves in life. I grew up around it. My dad coached it. I tried to play it, not very well. I played left out in high school. I was your designated pinch runner. If you needed a stolen base late in a game, I was your guy, but I couldn't hit worth squat. And I admit it, I don't pretend to be anything that I'm not, but, you know, I think that, you know, like a Francisco Lindor, and I know we've had the conversations about his future in Cleveland and stuff like that. It was awesome watching him Monday at the convention center hold court for nearly 45 minutes and never once rolled his eyes or frowned. He had that that vibrant smile on his face, and watching him roll down East 9th this morning, or I should say early this afternoon, smiling, waving to the fans and stuff. Like, baseball needs that guy to stay in Cleveland. Like, this isn't an Indians thing. This is a baseball thing. He is a premier player. And I get so frustrated with the game where we get caught up in some of these old school type of rules and that, where let these guys flash a little person on. Hey, you know what? Don't be mad if a guy pimps a home run.
Sure. No, I'm with you.
Or celebrates his home run. Why does baseball have such a problem with guys that celebrate an achievement? Why is that so offensive? That if I strike you out and I pump my fist or I scream as I'm, you know, running off the mound, why all of a sudden does that need to be stared down, or my guy needs to go out there and dot one of your guys, or you know what I'm saying? Like, or if you hit a home run off me, the next time up I got to put one in your ear because you took too long to get
out of the box or whatever.
I think that the game needs to lighten up a little bit.
No, I'm with you. And here's the thing. This is the type of event that can start that.
Yeah.
Not only are we talking about yesterday with all those home runs, right? Tonight, the National League All-Stars, their average age, under 26 years old.
Yeah.
Shane Bieber, 24 years old, first-time All-Star. Plenty of first-time All-Stars in tonight's game on both teams, including Carlos Santana. We'll get into the Indians coming up here in a bit, but to me, that's the key. In what you want, and people are going to tune in tonight at the beginning of the game.
Yeah.
You want action. You want to keep people involved in the game here, because then you do get to see stars. That round two, if there weren't 79 home runs in round two yesterday and three tiebreakers, maybe some people tune it out and follow it on Twitter.
Absolutely.
That's the thing. And instead, you couldn't do that, because why? Because it was must watch. And if you weren't watching, you saw it on Twitter and you said, I got to get to a damn television right now.
Yes.
That's the difference. Is the NBA, these other sports, NBA, NFL, they're 24/7, 365 now. You know, that happens a lot. There are must watch things or drama, and it's about their stars. Baseball does sometimes have a tough time showcasing their stars. They do this well. I think they've done this week well. This night goes well, that would just, I think it's a huge boost for baseball, because again, We got a lot of youngsters in this game. But I am with you, though. On, like, the bat flips and stuff, I want to see 52 bat flips tonight. We saw 91 home runs. I want to see 52 bat flips. I want to see an 11-9 game. I want Francisco Lindor to jokingly tackle one of his National League opponents.
Yeah.
Like I want that kind of stuff because that's the stuff. That doesn't mean I want it to be a gimmick. I still want baseball, but I want there to be it be more and more fun than just an average baseball game.
Yeah.
I think that's what tonight should be.
And that's what the Midsummer Classic is about, James. It's an opportunity to showcase your talent, your personality, bring fans together from all across the country. We saw it last night with Home Run Derby. The ballpark was roaring for Vlad Guerrero Jr. And that's what it's about. You know, he's not a Cleveland Indians, but you can still enjoy the moment. And I think we're going to have a great atmosphere tonight. That's not even a thought in my mind. I'm looking forward to it. Some of the Indians talked to yesterday at the convention center said it's going to be like the playoffs. You know, the ballpark, the ballpark's going to have a buzz the moment the gates open and the stands are going to be packed and people are going to be on the edge of their seats, and you're right. I hope we see something goofy. You know, Frankie do something, or you know, just something that we're going to talk about for a long time that can be lighthearted and fun, and you can have fun and respect what you do,
yeah.
and have respect for the game. And it's the NFL does this, I think, fairly well. I think the NBA does it really well, where they allow their superstars to be superstars and show their personalities. Because there are some guys, I'll admit, there are some guys that are playing in this game tonight that I never heard of,
yeah.
or that I didn't hear much of. You know what I'm saying? So this is going to be a very, very, very fun night for hopefully every baseball fan in the country.
He's Darryl Ryder. I'm James Erpine. This is the Cleveland Sports Beat Podcast. We have a lot to get to on the way for you, including the Indians' 4 All-Stars. We haven't really talked about them in-depth yet. We will on the other side. We'll take a few minutes to spend on the Indians, winners of 6 straight. We'll talk about the second half, what's on the horizon, and if what's next for the Indians, who Darryl Ryder, I repeat, Darryl Ryder buried about a month ago. We'll do that next, right here on the Cleveland Sports Beat Podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back into the Cleveland Sports Beat Podcast. I'm James Erpine, along with Daryl Ryder. Daryl, let's dive into these Indians before I can make fun of you for burying them.
No,
it's okay. We'll get to it. I'm going to take my jabs while I can. Jab. I'll go for the haymaker later.
The guy that always admits when he's wrong.
Four All-Stars tonight. No. We're not getting to it yet. Four All-Stars tonight. What do you think?
I think it's great. Carlos Santana, Francisco Lindor, they obviously are the centerpieces, if you will. I mean, hey, Carlos Santana's going to hit clean. He can't hit cleanup for his own team, but he's going to hit cleanup for the American League now. I'm sorry. Did I say that?
He can hit cleanup for his own team. He's too good to hit cleanup, so they have him third.
I know. Just having a little fun. See, take the stick out of your backside. Will you lighten up, Francis?
The young guy here is the one that's against you having fun.
I know.
I'm with you, though. Here's the thing is everyone's going to be focused on Lindor. And rightfully so, right?
Yep.
Fourth All-Star game, fourth in a row. He's a star. There's so many things I want to say, good things I want to say about Lindor, including pay him $400 million. But that's for another time. This is a celebration. I don't want to get into how the Dolans should pony up the money and pay him because every other organization in Major League
Baseball. Well, the Dolans have to have the money first.
They have that money. But anyways, yes, they do. Anyways, let's move on. I think that Carlos Santana, I wouldn't be shocked at all if he has an impact here, defensively, offensively. It's been the year of Santana. I mean, it's a career season. I don't think he's ever going to get back to another one of these. This is his first All-Star game. He's 33 years old. He's been great carrying the Indians. He's starting at first base. I really hope he can get a hit tonight. You know, I'm not saying MVP or anything like that. I would love for him to single in his first at-bat in that first inning to get an RBI or something like that to really get this crowd going, get the people at home excited because, to me, early success is important. You saw it with the Derby yesterday. He got off to a struggling start, didn't get through. He might only get one at-bat tonight. Maybe two, probably two.
Yeah, he's probably going to get two.
But if he could get a single on that first at-bat, I think this place would erupt.
Ah, go big or go home. Hit it out of the yard.
Stop it.
Come on, Slam-tana. You can do it.
No, but I overall, expectations.
Could you imagine if he did?
Expectations.
Could you imagine if he hits a home run in the first inning?
And that's the thing is, he's got 19 of them.
I know.
He could.
Hey, he had 13 last night, round one of the Home Run Derby.
Hit it the left field. You know, that'd be right by us. That wouldn't be bad. Here's my goal, though, in my wish, and I hope it comes true, and I think it's going to, but I think it's still going to be tough for Alex Cora, American League manager, to get all four Indians in the game. Three are going to play. I think Hand's going to play for sure.
Yeah.
The one I'm worried about, though, is Bieber. Santana's going to start. Lindor obviously is going to play. He's one of the five best players on the planet.
Yeah.
But Bieber, he pitched Saturday. They're not going to run him out. I know it's his first All-Star game, so I really hope he gets a chance here to pitch in front of
him. Yeah, I think Hand pitches the seventh or eighth inning tonight. I think that's
if they have the lead. I mean, if not, that changes, and who knows.
That is the plan going into the game.
Here's the other thing. That shouldn't be the plan. Where are we at?
Progressive Field.
What did this used to be called?
The Jake.
All right, so we're at the Jake, right?
It still is the Jake to me.
Brad Hand is a Cleveland Indian, correct?
Yes.
He should get a chance to get the save. If they're leading in the eighth, don't send him out there then. And I guess the argument against that is, well, what if they blow the lead with whoever they put out there? Then you're not putting him out there in meaningful time. So I guess that would be the argument against it. But
do we really want a Mailox moment tonight, though? Sorry, I couldn't resist. I love Brad Hand.
He's pulling one save all year.
I know.
He's got 23 saves.
I'm just having some fun.
No fun here. No fun, sir. Zero fun, sir. Like, remember,
you're one of
Titans.
These old school. You're the young kid who's old, too old school for me.
Yeah, that's
imagine
rare.
The old crotchety guy sitting next to you is the one that wants to have fun.
How about you get off my lawn, Daryl?
And you're the young buck who is old. I'm going to start calling you old school. That's your new nickname.
Old school?
Old school.
Hey, if you want to call me old school, you can. I'm the one who wants to pay Frankie $400 million. All right, let's talk.
Again, you have to have the money to pay it. I want to pay him that too, but I don't have $400 million. Like, I would like to have one of those fine automobiles that rolled down East 9th Street today, but I don't have $95,000 sitting around to buy one.
There are a lot of trucks. You could afford a truck if you want to.
Did you see the lead car?
No.
I don't want to own a truck. That's Ken Carman's bit.
Oh.
Trucks aren't mine.
Oh, okay.
That's no.
Funny. Yeah, I couldn't picture you in a truck.
Oh, no. That's the car I want right there.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, you're never going to get a Corvette, Daryl.
Thank you.
You're right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But if you had one, you'd keep it. You wouldn't sell it.
No.
You'd find a way to retain it. All right, so.
But I got to have but the problem is I got to have the 95 grand to buy it first, and that's the issue.
Sure, but if you built your own, that's what they did with Frankie. They built him.
Yeah, but
from
they
the
did,
ground up,
again,
out of clay. They molded him.
They have champagne taste, but a beer budget.
No, it's time to pay that man. $35 million per. You want 8 years, Frankie? You got it.
You got to have the money to pay, and they don't have the money to pay.
Bobby Bonilla makes more money than both of us could dream of. All right? Stretch that thing out. You can find a way. I've heard Alex Rodriguez. I've heard all these. Some guys are you have to pay. He's one of them.
You
know what? I don't want to go off on this tangent too much, but that is the one thing that sucks about this weekend. Like, if there was one downside, I think every time an Indians fan sees Frankie now, they think about the end. And I don't think it's going to be at the deadline because I think the Indians are way too good for that. I don't even really think it's going to be this offseason because I think the Indians want to win next year. But at some point, it feels inevitable. And I hate that, especially for this weekend.
It's really tough to enjoy him, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's awesome. I enjoy every second. But at the same time, while you're dating the supermodel.
Way to just blow by that. Good job, Eddie.
While you're dating the supermodel, you don't want to think about her moving on?
Well, of course not.
Well, everyone's thinking about her moving on right now.
You definitely want to be enjoying that.
Yeah, that's right. So what I'm saying is the Indians need to somehow find a way to finance a ring big enough to entice that supermodel to say yes when they're down on one knee. So anyways, we'll leave that there. Let's talk real quick before we get out of here. Again, we thank you for listening to this podcast. We've never done one on remote at Progressive Field.
This is
fun. Indians, are they going to make the playoffs this year?
They're gonna pass the Twins.
They're gonna pass the Twins.
They're gonna pass the Twins, win the division. It'll be the fourth straight year for it. I'm convinced of it now. Granted,
Daryl Ryder, Seesaw.
I am a politician. You know what? I will own. You're absolutely. It's 100% in bounds and fair to rip me for reading their last rights to them at the end of May.
Go back a month ago and listen to the pod, guys. He was like, they're done. They're buried. They should be sellers. Trade everyone.
Say trade everyone.
It is over.
But I acknowledge and would like to say.
You wanted to trade me for a player to be named later.
I did.
Ridiculous.
A reporter to be named later.
Yeah, I still want to
trade you.
Yeah.
No, I am a very honest person, and I try and keep it real, and I was completely dead wrong. I thought they were dead where they stood, and they're not. They're in the thick of this thing, 24-12. That's what they went from May 27th until the All-Star break. Season high, 12 games above 500. They're 5.5 games behind the Twins after being 11.5 behind them at the beginning of June. It's Terry Francona. And I even said it when I read him their last rights, but he's one of the best managers in baseball. He knows the right buttons to push. He just does.
You're a suck
and
up. Oh, you guys are winning now. I'm going to change everything. You're going to the playoffs.
You're dead wrong. I have always praised Terry Francona. Always praised him. But they're going to pass. They're going to pass the Twins. They're going to win the division now. Minnesota, it sucks to be you. You're going to choke this lead away. The Tribe is on a roll. They're coming for you. And I think their pitching's good enough to advance in October. I just don't think the offense is good enough yet. I'd like to see them go get a bat, but I know they're not going to do it because they're the Indians, and this is my biggest frustration with them, is that when you have this limited window, you need to be all in. I don't want to hear about budgets. I know it's not my money, so I really don't care, but you need to be all in. You need to jump into the deep end of the pool. I really don't care what it costs you. Try and win a World Series these next 2 years. I mean, this isn't difficult to think about. Is you have a unique opportunity here.
Yeah.
Okay. Francisco Lindor doesn't come around all that often.
He should be around for the next decade, Darryl.
I understand that. He's a once in a generation type of player.
And he better be here until I'm 38.
Now that you have him, take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And you went from dead in the water at the end of May to now you're in the thick of this thing. So go for it. Go for it.
I'm with you.
I don't want
Here's what I'll say about the division, and I'm cutting you off because I want to talk now. I'll be completely honest. The Indians have won the division three straight years.
Correct.
The Indians are the defending champions, right?
Correct.
They're the big dogs in the division.
Last time I checked, yes.
All right.
And they have the best manager in baseball.
They are the Steelers of this division, meaning established.
They're the bully, yes.
Meaning led by proven commodities, proven coaches, proven quarterback, proven. You know, so if the Browns in December have to beat the Steelers to win the division, guess what? We're going to be looking.
Well, they don't play in December, so we're good.
You know what? Whatever. You know what I'm saying.
Way to know the schedule.
I don't have it off the top of my head. But the point is if you're hoping for a Steelers collapse to win the AFC North, if you're the Browns.
You're hoping for the wrong thing.
Yep. And if you're the Steelers and you see the Browns have to win out to win the division, you're like, eh.
Which, looking at that schedule, they're very capable of doing.
Let's put some pressure on them, though.
Yes.
Which is what the Indians are doing to the Twins. The established, dominant team is putting pressure, and I think we'll continue to. And that's the one thing is the key to this for me is that first series after the break later this week.
Yep.
They handle business there. They win that series.
The sphincters are going to get real tight in Minnesota.
No doubt about it. And the Indians' confidence will be sky high because regardless of what happens at the deadline, Corey Kluber's on his way.
Yep.
Carlos Carrasco cleared, and I don't know when, but cleared for strength training, which is just a great sign. When you talk about for morale, huge. Obviously, we know about the young players that have performed well. So I'm with you. I do think the Indians, and I never ruled them out in the division. I think I might be the only person in town that said that they are still alive in the division. I would do these radio hits with Ken Carmen and Lima, with Baskin and Phelps, with Bull and Fox, with Chico. And I'd say, I'm not counting them out yet, and I could feel them laughing at me. I'm not a homer. That's the one thing I was talking about. I'm not.
Neither am I.
No. But people here, the Indians beat reporter doesn't count them out in the division. No, I'm not doing that for any other reason other than baseball's a really long season. And the Indians went through a lot of adversity. The Twins had very little adversity in that first half.
Yep.
And it's only a 5.5 game difference.
Yeah.
I think they got a real shot. So I like it. I think that their surge right before the break over the past month going into this All-Star game was huge. I think Indians fans are excited as I've seen them this year because, again, this is my first year on the beat. I think it's a very nice time to be a Tribe fan. Even at the future, there's all these question marks and stuff.
Enjoy. You know what? Here's what I'm going to say about
that. Don't say enjoy him.
No. Live in the moment. Live in the moment. You know, we get so stuck looking in the rearview mirror at what has happened, and we're always, like, looking far ahead.
Yeah.
Live in the moment. And that's my message to the Cleveland Indians front office. They're in a delicate situation right now, and I respect and understand that. They're trying to retool the organization while remaining competitive,
yep.
and that's very difficult to do. And I respect and understand that. But my message to them is to live in the moment. You have a core here that is capable of winning a World Series. So do everything in your power. Spend every penny you have. Swipe the credit card as many times as you need to swipe the damn credit card so that you can be in position to win that World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's similar to the Cavaliers. You know what? Cavs are rebuilding. LeBron's gone and all that. We're good. 2016 makes this all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Indians. Been waiting since 1948 to win a World Series. So
how old were you then?
Do whatever you have to do. I don't want to hear about your budget right now. So that's my frustration, James, while also recognizing their real economic challenges, and that's why I keep telling you they don't have $400 million to give to Frankie Lindor because they don't have it. But –
Give him $500 million just because you said that. Keep going.
They don't have it. They'll be lucky to fetch that for the franchise if they ever sell it.
That's
so,
not true.
I wish that they would live in the moment, take whatever they need to do to add to this roster so that they can really go for it in October this year and next year. And then whatever happens with Lindor in a year or two or three or whatever – you deal with it then. You deal with the ramifications and the repercussions then. But as long as he is the centerpiece of your franchise with Carlos Santana, and you've got all this young pitching that has really shown themselves, Shane Bieber's a freaking all-star.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not ripping on Shane Bieber. That's not me being negatively sarcastic. He's an it's something just didn't see coming.
Not at 24. I don't think anyone did.
Right.
It was a surprise on Friday.
Take advantage of this window. Take a risk if you have to. Spend money that you don't have if you have to. all in the name of trying to get this whatever it is off your backs that's just been hovering over you since 1948. You've got the pieces, because once Frankie does leave in a couple years,
stop it. I'm done. I'm cutting you off. You ain't allowed to not allowed to talk about that, because again,
we're going to live in the moment.
We're going to find a way to get that done, but we're not worried about that right now.
You're going to stand outside Progressive Field.
I will have plenty on start, how to keep Frankie in town.
Start a GoFundMe.
92.3thefan.com this week. I'm just letting you know that right now.
Fair enough.
I know people are worried about that. As far as All-Star Game coverage, we got you covered on the website. We got you covered from the red carpet parade. That was the parade and the red carpet, which was amazing today here at Progressive Field. We have you covered there. Home Run Derby stuff from yesterday.
Yeah.
We're going to have a pregame video later. This is our first remote podcast, the first of many that we will do, certainly with who knows, playoffs potentially on the way here with the Indians. Obviously, Brown season around the corner. Plenty on the way, so make sure you keep it locked on 92.3 The Fan, 92.3thefan.com, as you hear the sounds of the Jake getting set for the 90th All-Star Game here in 2019. Daryl, this was fun. We made our deadline. We're underneath the 30-minute goal that we had, which is the first time we, I think, in the history of this podcast that we've set a goal and actually hit it. So let's get out of here before we say any more. By the way, guys, I wore Converse on the red carpet today. So everyone else that was rocking these awesome styles and stuff, Converse is the way to go. He's Daryl Ryder. I'm James Erpine. You got anything else to say, Daryl?
I was wearing Nikes because I'm cool.
Yeah. Converse is owned by Nike. Until next week, this is the Cleveland Sports Beat Podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.